This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to what we call
Learning University.
Learning University. We got 24 and a half more minutes to go here. Bert Harper, J.J. Jasper, Tim Wildman, and we thank you for listening to AFR. And we go back to the phones. Bert, who's up next?
Okay, let's go to Louisiana and talk to David. David, thank you for calling.
Good morning, professors, esteemed professors.
I'm
honored to be on with you.
Thank you, David. Esteemed is a good word to apply, I think. J.J. says, like to say, thank you for your honesty.
Yes.
J.J.
Yes.
So, where do you live in Louisiana, David?
Bull Bridge, heart of Cajun country.
Oh, Bull Bridge, man.
Yeah. This is about Lafayette.
I like it.
I got to be down Lafayette another week and a half or so.
Okay. Look, you are talking
you
about
Cajun food while you're there?
Oh, yeah. My wife's already researching the restaurant.
I know.
Look, you are talking about Cajun food. My daughter last night was driving through Louisiana, David, and she, she said that she came through, she said, driving through the frog capital of the world. So does that sound familiar, David? She was heading kind of around Lake Charles and over in that direction?
Yeah. Right, that's just east of here. I'm the crawfish capital.
Okay,
crawfish.
She says driving through the frog capital of the world.
Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe. You know? So
they left the fry there, frog legs, yes.
Yeah, that's good eating right there.
All right, David, ask, answer, or both. Which one do you want to do?
Can I try J.J.'s question about baseball?
Yes, here it is. In baseball scorekeeping, David, what number represents the third baseman's position?
Is it number five?
Number five.
Okay.
Number five. Yep. Yeah,
it's catcher number one.
Catcher's one.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Shortstop six.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Third baseman's five.
Yes.
I'm going to give a little shout-out for my Proverbs 31 wife and mother, Melanie. She gets all these. I don't know one from 10. Yeah. She just immediately – she's just a real baseball fan. Hey, David, did you play a little baseball back in the day?
Yes, I loved it. I'm former Air Force. I'm retired Air Force, and we used to we were pretty good. We constantly won base championships.
Oh, wow. Well, what position did you play?
Right field, but I was a leadoff hitter.
There you go.
Probably pretty fast.
Yeah, fast.
Well, now, thank you for your service. Thank you for listening to AFR. What's your question for us?
I have my question is which individual has the most autobiographies written about him?
Like in history?
In modern day history.
America.
Yeah, okay. Say American history.
Okay, guys.
That would be him writing himself. Is that right on? Am I right on that, Tim? Autobiography?
Yeah,
he wrote about himself the most?
No, that would actually be an official document written in that person. I think most of them are archived in Congress, in the museum in Washington, D.C.
A biography about an American who has the most
written. That is correct.
Okay, go ahead,
okay.
J.D.
All right, I'm throwing stuff out. Mark Twain, Lincoln, George Washington, what Ronald Reagan, any of those hit for you guys?
I would say Abraham Lincoln. Man, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
A penny for your thoughts, Tim. What do you think?
Biographies about.
You get that, Brother Bert?
Penny for your thoughts about. Let me ask you this one question, David, if you can give us one more hint. Is this, are you talking the 1800s or 1900s?
Probably during our founding era.
Okay.
Well, actually, I found
it. All right, I'm going to change mine to Ben Franklin.
Okay. I'm going
to throw it out there.
I'll just say George Washington. I mean, that's the obvious answer.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
I'll just take
the other one. Covering our bases. How about that, David, from the Air Force baseball player?
What's the answer, David?
Yeah. Okay. Actually, this is the official answer. It's Thomas Paine.
Wow.
There are 50 autobiographies written by 50 different men on the life of Thomas Paine. I think they're in five languages. I got this from, 1995, a book copyright that he contributed to the 50th autobiography of Thomas Paine.
Wow. How many of them have you read, David?
I don't know. I have this book by John Keane. He wrote on the life of Tom Paine, but he contributed to the autobiography that's archived in Washington, D.C.
I read Tom Jones' biography. That's pretty fascinating. And I read Tom Sawyer. I read his.
Hey, David.
Hey, that's good. Yeah. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
You know, I've heard that name a lot, but for all his contributions, his is not a household name.
No, it's
Thomas
not.
Paine.
But you guys being patriots and know all the stuff about our forefathers, you've heard that name before.
Okay.
All right, repeat our questions for the last time today, guys.
Okay. I have one of the original left. What is the name of the gasoline that is sold at Wally's Filling Station in Mayberry? And then World Cup. What country has the most World Cup titles?
Here's what I've got. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Silver State? Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Silver State? Next question. What are the two major elements that make up the sun?
My one question left is, Snickers is the best-selling candy in the U.S. What is the second, third best-selling candies or candy bars in the U.S.? Want to know the answer to that. And if you get that without looking it up, we'll send you a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to Arkansas and talk to Amos, who I see on my screen is 12 years old. Is that right, Amos?
Yep.
Wow, 12 years old. I know you're out of school. What you doing this summer?
I don't know.
That's what most folks say. I don't know.
Right. Riding bikes.
Amen.
Swimming, hanging out with your buddies.
Yeah. Well, Amos, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Well, which question you want to answer?
I'm going to try the one about the candy.
All right.
So here's the question. Snickers is the best-selling candy in the U.S. What is number two and number three the best-selling, the number two and three best-selling candies or candy bars?
Okay. My guess is Twix and Hershey's.
Okay. Is this Amos I'm talking to?
Mm-hmm. Amos.
Amos.
Yes.
Okay. Twix is number six, and your Hershey milk chocolate bar is number four. So
good try.
Yeah, very good guesses. There, Amos, but you got four and number six. I'm looking for number two and number three.
Which candy bar do you like the best, Amos? What's your favorite candy bar? Do you have one?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Man,
all right.
Paydays are awfully good.
Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
It's a multiple choice. It's about Frosted Flakes. What other animal besides Tony the Tiger was on the box? Is it leopard, kangaroo, or elephant?
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. This must have been early on because Tony the Tiger, he's been on that box forever.
It's been a great time for him to be.
That's good.
That.
Now you needed to put a little more gusto.
Well, I'm afraid it would go out.
It's been
too loud.
Great.
Great. Yes. Hey, I'm going to say the elephant just for those that you gave. I have no idea, but it makes sense. Elephant might be on there to me.
Now, the elephant, what was the other two? Cheetah?
Leopard.
Leopard.
It's leopard and kangaroo, and then elephant.
I'm going to say leopard, just to If you get the other one, kangaroo, we'll have one of us to be right, Tim.
Yeah. I think we need to do rock, paper, scissors right here because I don't think any of us are ready.
All right, what's the answer, Amos?
What?
What's the answer?
It's kangaroo.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Tim won by default. All right, buddy, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why. But anyway, that's good, Amos.
Well, you mean, so kangaroo was the first one, and then Tony the Tiger on the Kellogg's.
It was their contract. I'm telling you, when you're a star and then you say, I want twice the money, right. They'll go, we can replace
you. You're too big for your britches.
You're too big for your pouch.
That's what I was thinking. That's it. Okay.
Who's next?
Go to Yvonne in Kansas. Yvonne, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello. You're on. What part of Kansas are you from?
From Marion.
Okay. Wherever that meant. You know where that is, Tim?
I've been there. I did stand-up comedy at the high school gym there. Great area.
Hey. JJ's been all over Kansas.
Yeah. Yvonne, you want to answer, ask, or both?
Both.
Okay, we've got limited number. Which question do you want to answer?
The Silver State.
All right, here's the question. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Silver State?
Nevada.
Nevada.
That's it.
Nicely done.
Why is that, Yvonne?
Why is it the Silver State?
Yeah.
Because they have silver mines.
Silver mines back in the day.
Silver mine.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Bonanza, and you'd know that, you know, because of Carson City and, Virginia City.
So silver.
Yeah. Silver State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silver State. All right.
What's your question for us, Bob?
I don't know that, but you have a bunch of retirees that there or something. No?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Mine's a baseball question.
Tim's ready. Tim and Brother Bird are ready.
Yeah. Okay, there are 7 ways you can get to first base. Can you name them?
Well, all right, let's go. I don't know.
You get hit by a pitch.
Hit by a pitch.
You can
walk.
Walk.
You get a single.
Well, let me ask this. To first base only or going to first base only?
Well, you can, you can, you got to get to first base to get to the inning.
What you're asking is it a double, triple,
yeah,
and homer?
Yeah, like a double and triple. You'd go by first base.
Maybe that's part of the trick question.
Okay.
All right, Balk, put Balk on there.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, Balk, you won't get to?
Not from home plate.
From
Balk,
home to
you
first?
You would get from first to second.
Oh, okay.
You got hit by pitch, you got a walk, you got a single, you got an error on a fielder. Okay. You said how many?
Seven.
Okay. Error, single, walk, hit by pitch.
It's going to get obscure. So say something about the organ player.
The only other ways you could get to first base other than those four would be what we're talking about, where you
get a double, a triple, and a home run,
and then you would cross first base.
Right,
We're going to go with double, triple, home run, error, single, walk, hit by pitch.
No.
Fill it in. Tell us, teach us something,
Quit laughing so much, Yvonne. we really tried hard, and you're just like laughing in our face here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to tell you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Fielder's choice.
Okay.
The catcher misses the ball on the third strike.
That's true.
Pass ball.
And catcher's interference.
That is true. That's right.
Boy, I'm embarrassed. Because I knew that.
I was about to say, what about that third strike thing where they have to reach up there and tag you? But that's kind of new.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's good. Good.
Very good.
That's a good question.
That was a very good question, Yvonne.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Yvonne, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to AFR and a great weekend.
She's got a cheerful disposition there.
Yeah, she does.
Yvonne does.
Okay, let's go to a star.
We already repeated our question.
Yes,
go ahead.
For the last time.
What'd you say?
Star in Alabama. Star, thank you for calling.
Hey, everyone.
Hello. What part of Alabama?
I'm visiting Sims, Alabama.
Okay.
You visiting where?
I'm visiting Sims, Alabama. I live in Leakville, Mississippi.
Okay.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I like the one about Zacharias. John Proverbs, please.
Well, somebody's already answered that. You can go ahead and tell us what was John the Baptist's dad's name, since you didn't hear the answer.
Zachariah,
exactly right. There in Luke, the first chapter. What's your question for us?
What is the name of John the Baptist's mom?
Elizabeth.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And they were both in their old age and unable to have a baby, and there's a lot of miracles and a lot of layers to that wonderful story. Thank you for reading your Bible. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
And his famous letter, his name is John.
Yes.
He couldn't speak, so he had to write it out.
Wrote it out.
He did. Okay. We got time for another one. We do. Let's go to Texas. Kaylee. Kaylee, thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, Kaylee, you're going to need to turn your radio down. We're getting some feedback, and it's going to be some feedback for you as well. Be confusing.
Better?
All right, that is. Do you want to? What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Hereford, Texas.
Hereford, all that cattle country right there. That is some all the way through Hereford and over through there. Boy, lot of cattle country, all those stockyards.
Okay, Kayla, do you want to ask or answer or both?
Both, please.
Which question you want to answer?
My mom wants to do the sun one.
Yes. What are the two major elements that make up the sun?
Helium and hydrogen.
Nicely done.
Way to go.
Yeah, helium and hydrogen.
Helium.
What's your mom's first name?
Melissa.
Melissa, nicely done. Great little science question. The sun is made up, the two major elements of the sun, helium and hydrogen.
The sun and the burning bush have a lot in common. They burn and yet not consumed.
Oh, I like it. Hey,
you
listen,
know what I mean? It reproduces. It's amazing.
It's good.
Tonight, if you look up in the sky, the planets are going to align. Mm-hmm. Talking about that. Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, and Mercury. You're going to be able to see those all lined up if the conditions
are
right.
And if you look down at the ground, you'll see Earth.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's one more. I like that.
Yeah.
So there's going to be eight if you just keep on looking. Look all the way down.
Oh, by the way, we messed up the question earlier in the show, the geographic question. Caller said if you draw a line down from Miami, does it touch, and down to the South Pole, does it touch South America? And we said no. And at least I said no. And if you look at it, it's not Brazil that jets out that it was close to. It's over on the Ecuador side.
It is.
So that would be, anyway, we were way off on where South America was relative to the question. But anyway,
Kayla, you got a question for us?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so my mom wants to ask this question. The musical road that plays America the Beautiful is located in what state and on what highway?
The musical road, there's a musical road that when you're driving, they cut the grooves in the pavement to play America the Beautiful when you're driving down through there.
Seriously?
Yes.
According to how fast you go?
Where she wants to know where this is.
Yeah,
do you know where it is?
No, but I've heard about it. But
you mean with your tires?
Yeah, with your tires. Yeah. I'm going to say Route 66, but I'm just going to throw that out there. Somewhere on Route 66.
Yeah.
Man, I have.
You guys have a
I've never
guess?
Heard of that. That's new to me. So
you can go over a couple of these bridges, and they call them the singing bridge.
Can't.
And they've got grooves cut in there, and you can hear a tune, but it's no like recognizable tune.
You
but
can't.
I've heard of this right here.
You can't believe everything. Somebody tells you. You know okay. what I'm saying?
Kaylee, where is it? Because Tim's going to want to make a road trip so he and Allison can go and check this out for themselves.
It's on Route 66 in Tejadas, New Mexico.
JJ got it.
Man.
All right.
So it's in New Mexico on Route 66, and you can drive your car, and the tires going over the grooves on the highway play that America the Beautiful?
Yes.
I rode my bicycle along with some bicyclers from Focus on the Family. I rode across the state of New Mexico, and that may have been when I heard that. And I can tell you, when you ride, we rode approximately 80 miles a day on a bicycle, and I only barely started training. My wife, the closer it got, she said, "How come you're not even riding?" I said, "I'm training up here." And I'd point to my head, and she said, "Well, show me where the life insurance policies are." Then I just started riding 5 miles, 10 miles, but we rode 80 miles a day for about 4 days. Everything, I didn't realize that your eyelids could hurt, and your eyebrows can hurt,
right.
and your toenails, every part
Everything
of me
hurt.
Was hurting, but that's
but
probably where I heard. Yeah, I did it. Rode across the state of New Mexico, but that might have been when I heard that because we had a lot of time on our hands
to hear a lot of things.
Yes,
we got time for one more call.
Okay, let's go into Texas. Jedediah, thank you for calling. What part of Texas are you from, Jedediah?
Crawford, Texas, about 30 minutes outside of Waco.
Yeah,
yes,
George W. Bush. Country, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Hey, Jedediah.
Yes, sir. We actually live in the house that came off that ranch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
is this
man.
History?
You want to answer, ask, or both?
Both, please.
Well, we hadn't got a lot of questions left. Which one do you want to take a try to answer?
The candy one.
Okay, Jedediah, here's the question. And you can rule out Hershey's milk chocolate and the Twix bar. Those have been given as answers, and they're incorrect. So rule those out. Here's the question. Snickers is the best-selling candy in the United States. What candy is second and third?
Reese's and M&M's is my guess.
Way to go.
Hey, didn't you say you'd give a T-shirt?
Yeah,
if somebody
you got it without.
That?
Did you get it by looking it up, or did you know that?
No, I don't need any candy at all. So I just walked over to my mom and asked her, "Do you have any idea? Just give me two common candies out there in the entire world,
okay.
and I'll guess those."
Well, I'll give you that, and we'll send you and your mom a T-shirt. How about that? How about that?
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Jedediah,
stay
on the line.
We need to tell Cindy that we need two T-shirts.
Right.
Don't hang up, Jedediah, when we get through. But the correct answer is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are number two. Followed by M&M's.
Wow.
And then
Snickers number one.
Snickers number one. Would you have a guess at any of the other top?
My Payday's not on the list.
Kit Kat.
Baby Ruth.
Kit Kat 5, Milky Way 7, Three Musketeers 8, Toblerone.
Oh, yeah, Toblerone.
9, and Almond Joy.
Oh, man.
Number 10.
Way to go.
What's a Toblerone?
I was
exactly?
joking, but then I
go
do
ahead.
Remember. I've seen that before. It's in a triangle box. Long
Jedediah.
Triangle box.
Yeah, Jedediah, we're not going to have time for your question for us.
Sorry about that.
You're going to get two T-shirts. You did good.
That's right. Yeah, we'll get his T-shirts,
you
too.
You guys have any questions?
I don't have any layoff.
Oh, mine. It was the mystery question. Acme is the name of the gasoline sold at Wally's Filling Station, and Brazil has won 5 World Cups. They're the number one.
You got any left?
No, I'm out. But next Thursday night, I mentioned it's at the first of the show, stand-up comedy, Green Valley Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi, a ticketed event. Johnny W. and yours truly. Hope to see you there next Thursday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.